You're listening to SBS News.
Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May took to the airwaves again on Sunday in a bid to explain to the British public what's happening with Brexit negotiations.
It's nearly 3 years since people voted in the referendum for the UK to leave the European Union. Well, where we're at is that the government negotiated a deal with the EU, and my preference was for that deal to be passed by Parliament, and we could leave with the EU on that basis. But Parliament's now rejected that deal 3 times, and right now, as things stand, I can't see them accepting it.
Certainly on the streets of Britain, there's dismay at the way Brexit has been handled and at the way Brexit's been prioritised above most other issues facing the United Kingdom.
A lot of the MPs, their constituents actually voted to come out and they're voting to stay in. Mm-hmm. So who do they represent, themselves or their people, you know?
There are a lot more issues going on right now, and it sounds like everything's kind of been put on hold because of Brexit.
There's a few more police on the beat with that. I mean, years ago, there's always police walking about, but you can hardly see one there. Even if you have to fire them, it takes hours for them to come. So I think we should concentrate on that a bit more and get the country right first before you think about Brexit.
Birmingham MP Jess Phillips understands her constituents' concerns that the things that matter to them no longer seem to matter to their politicians.
Everything that happens in my constituents' lives has been entirely taken away, and there are real stories, real lives, real problems in our country that should be front page news in ordinary times and are now just being completely forgotten.
Britain is due to leave the EU on Friday unless Ms May can secure another delay from the EU, which has already agreed to postpone Britain's departure from the bloc. May is now asking for Brexit to be pushed back until June the 30th in the hope of reaching a compromise with Labour and getting a deal through Parliament in a matter of weeks. She says that her original deal has been rejected by Parliament, and leaving without a deal has also been rejected, which leaves just 2 options, finding a new deal or not leaving the EU at all. She says all the different groups in Parliament must work together if Brexit is to happen.
I think, the government thinks, we absolutely must leave the European Union. We must deliver Brexit. That means we need to get a deal over the line. And that's why we've been looking for new ways, a new approach, to find an agreement in Parliament. And that means cross-party talks.
But cross-party talks are seen by some members of the Conservative Party as a betrayal of the Brexit promise. Jacob Rees-Mogg is a leading advocate for Brexit and says since Parliament passed laws providing for Britain to leave on March the 29th, that should have been what happened. He blames Theresa May.
It was the Prime Minister who asked for an extension. It was a Prime Minister who changed the date by prerogative power from the 29th of March to the 12th of April. This all rests with her and upon her shoulders. She has made, the Prime Minister, Mrs. May, has made active choices to stop us leaving, and she deserves to be held to account for that.
And Mr. Rees-Mogg says plans to include the leader of the opposition Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, in talks to determine the future of Brexit is a dangerous option.
There is an irony at the very minimum of saying 1 week that one thinks Mr. Corbyn is dangerous and unfit for office, and the next week deciding to cohabit with him. Not both of those statements can be true, and I think the Prime Minister risks giving a degree of credibility to Mr. Corbyn and undermining the general thrust of the Conservative argument that he is a Marxist who would be dangerous to this nation's interests.
But while there is still no clear idea of how, when or even if Britain will finally leave the European Union, EU leaders are becoming increasingly tired of how internal disagreements within the Conservative Party are having an effect on the rest of Europe. Jean-Yves Le Drian, the French foreign minister, says Britain needs to get on with the process because the lack of a decision is shaking the EU's very foundations.
Mais ceci dit, on ne pourra pas vivre.
We won't be able to perpetually live with Brexit. At some point, there is an exit. And I think that the British authorities, the British Parliament, need to realise that the EU can't continually exhaust itself on the comings and goings of Britain's internal politics.
En permanence, s'épuiser sur les aléas de la politique intérieure britannique.
If the cross-party talks don't work, then Mrs. May plans another series of votes in Parliament to see if a majority-backed plan can emerge. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.